Today on Chair Talk, we have the CEO of Codal Minerals Ticker, KOD, Bernard Aylward. How are you today, sir?
Very well, thanks, Stephen. Thanks for your time.
Not a problem. Having looked into Codal Minerals, I note that you're looking to capitalise on opportunistic acquisitions to identify and acquire the early stage value accredited strategic minerals within the Western African area. This has obviously been recently demonstrated by yourself with your recent acquisitions of the two high-grade lithium concessions in early September, and that's in a known lithium province in Mali. So, Bernard, can you tell us what attracted the Codal board to lithium as a commodity?
Yeah, I think that summary is a very good introduction to the company, Stephen. We are a junior explorer with interest in West Africa, and we have a bit of a specialty of acquiring early stage exploration projects, either as vacant ground where we get it 100% in our own right from the government, or in being able to negotiate deals with local landowners. And we, as a company, we have some very good gold assets in Cote d'Ivoire and Mali. But recently, we as a board had some discussions about the potential for acquisitions of other minerals in West Africa. And we identified some strategic areas of known lithium mineralization. And we were then able to utilize our good team to first of all, identify the ground, identify the people who hold the ground, and then negotiate some very good deals for Codal to enter into agreements to explore these pretty exciting concessions.
So I'm assuming then that you see the lithium as a primary focus for the company going forwards. How does that fit in with the wider portfolio assets that you've got in those two African regions?
Well, we certainly see a lot of upside in lithium exploration and lithium as a commodity. I think we as a board recognise the increasing use and interest of lithium, particularly for the storage of renewable energy development, as well as increasing interest in electric cars and other applications. We identified that these concessions that we've acquired in Mali had already known lithium mineralization. So we saw that as a very good step. We do think that it will be our primary focus for this current exploration campaign. But in saying that, we will still be doing work on our gold exploration projects. And in addition, we have the projects where we have some very good joint venture partners who are also spending money on some of our other projects. So we're offering a bit of a diverse portfolio for our shareholders. And we are also offering potential for discovery both in the lithium sector and hopefully in our gold projects as well.
You touched on the joint venture partners there for your current projects that you've got ongoing. And I note, obviously, from your website that the companies are Resolute Mining Limited and Newcrest Mining Limited. These are major mining companies. So with that in mind and the agreements you've got in place for your other assets, when you're looking towards the applications for Boundiel and Mbakiro,
yep,
will you be potentially looking to bring them on board for those assets as well?
Well, yes, that is certainly one of our strategies, Stephen. And in fact, the Mbariko project is already joint ventured to Resolute, and we are at the moment working with the government to have that one granted so that work can commence on that project. The Boundiali project in the north of Cote d'Ivoire is 100% Codal, And what our strategy there will be to complete the first pass and early stage exploration work to try and demonstrate the value of that ground. And then we'll see what those results turn up. And I expect that we would have interest from other parties looking to become involved in that project. And we'd certainly be looking to see if we can strike another deal, a good deal for our company.
Indeed. And the money that they're spending on your assets as well, that seems to be quite an exciting venture looking forward.
Yep.
What are your thoughts about it?
Well, look, I think that in the case of Newcrest, to earn into one of our concessions, having to spend US$1.7 million is a very good endorsement of the quality of that project. I think Newcrest are a very good mining and exploration company, and I anticipate that they'll do a good job, and I think we'll get very good value for that. And in the case of Resolute Mining, they're spending US$3 million to earn 75% interest in three projects. And one of the keys for us in that joint venture is the fact that we are then free carried through to completion of a feasibility. So in both cases, we're exposed to a company spending considerable funds to a well-funded and well-run partners, and we expect that they'll do a good job. So, you know, we're thinking as CODA, we will get a lot of benefit from joint ventures with those two companies.
So what can we expect to hear next from yourself in relation to the milestones that we should be looking out for?
Well, clearly, Stephen, what we've completed over the last few months is negotiation and finalisation of those lithium concessions, which I think are very exciting. We've raised some additional funds from our existing shareholders and new investors who are interested in seeing us develop that lithium project. So our first activity right now, we have our geologists out in the field and the Bougouni lithium project, so they're rock chip sampling and they're mapping now. We anticipate a first stage drilling program in November, and then we'll be looking at a follow-up drilling program perhaps early January next year. And in that second program of drilling, I'd like to put some drill holes into our gold project at Nangoloso. So the news flow I expect will be to have results from our geological mapping and rock chip sampling, following up with results from the first stage drilling, moving on to second stage drilling, and advancing the project as quickly as we can.
Due to the downturn in the wider mining sector, where do you see CODA Minerals being positioned in the midterm with your current assets and portfolio?
Well, I think that's really an interesting question, Stephen, because we as CODA have changed the company considerably over this year. We've got a focus on quality assets in West Africa. We've got a diverse portfolio of lithium, which we see as a new and exciting mineral and an increasingly valuable mineral, as well as our gold assets. So we think we've positioned CODA quite well to develop on the strength of those two commodities. We've got good projects. We've raised money, I think, at the right time. So we're well funded to undertake our programs now. We're spending money on exploration, and we anticipate a strong news flow and building on interest from our shareholders.
I know your wording there. It's been a change of time within CODA. The actual CODA project itself was being put on hold, but the license is still in force until after 2020. Is there any further commitments that you need to do to maintain any work there needed to keep the license for the asset? And what are your mid to long term plans for Codal?
Well, in regards to the projects in Norway, we have secure title, and in the case of the Codal project, we have secure title through to 2023. We have very low holding costs. We are able to maintain those projects fully within our budget, but we are not anticipating doing an expanding exploration program there. We as a company believe those assets certainly have some value, and we'd be looking to generate value from those projects. But in the short term, Stephen, our focus is West Africa. Our focus is the exciting lithium projects and the gold projects, and we will be maintaining our assets but looking in the longer term to see what value we can derive from them.
What would your sort of overall stance be as to new investors coming on board? What would you want to say to them?
Well, we have been stating to all our shareholders that what we're offering as a company is a focus on quality exploration assets, on the ability to develop and expand the mineralization that we've identified already on those projects. We've got a good team operating in country. We've got significant experience in the West African region and ability to work extensively on our budget, and then delivering news flow and results to our shareholders. So we're very focused on money into the ground, money focusing on our projects and generating results for our shareholders.
Seems to be an exciting time to be involved in the world of mining.
I think you're right. Always interesting and always challenging.
Right, thank you very much for your time today, Bernard.
Thank you, Stephen. I appreciate your time.
Not a problem, sir.